Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today, we're diving into some insider tricks for using Claude AI to create fast and effective thumbnails. Absolutely, I'm really excited about this topic. I mean, who doesn't want to boost their click-through rates, right? I heard there are some pretty interesting stats on how AI is performing lately. Oh, for sure. So let's kick things off by addressing a myth that's floating around about AI tools. People often think they're just magic buttons you press and boom, perfect thumbnails. Right, if only it were that simple. I've tried using some generic AI image generators and let me tell you, the results can be, well, less than perfect. You end up with strange text or bizarre images. Exactly, it's like trying to fix a transmission with a spoon. But Claude AI is different, especially since its Sonnet 4.6 update launched in late 2025. It's not just about cranking out images, it understands what makes people click. That's really interesting. So what's the secret sauce? How does Claude AI handle those complex thumbnail designs? Great question. Back in early 2025, most AI tools were just, you know, slapping pixels together. But with the new update, Claude AI has ramped up its speed significantly, like 4 times faster. 4 times faster? Wow, that's huge. What does that mean for creators trying to make thumbnails? Well, one of the biggest advantages is how it handles UI layers and text placement. Nobody wants a tool that messes up the text every time, right? Definitely. So what's the best way to get the most out of Claude AI? Are there specific prompts that you recommend? Absolutely. You can't be vague. I use what I call layered prompting. For example, you might say, generate a YouTube thumbnail concept. Subject topic, emotion, shock surprise, tech specs 1280 by 720 resolution. That's a solid structure, so you're giving it a clear blueprint to work from. Exactly. And the reasoning tokens now represent about 50% of what Claude outputs. This means you can ask it to generate variants along with CTR predictions. Oh wow, that's a game changer. But what about the common mistakes? I imagine things can still go wrong with AI. You'd be right about that, sometimes. Claude hallucinates text or places things awkwardly. A common issue is the blur effect, which happens if you don't specify what to focus on. So it's all about being specific, huh? Exactly. If you tell it to focus sharply on the subject's eyes while blurring the background, it gets much clearer results. That makes total sense. Now, let's talk about costs. Is using Claude AI worth it for creators in 2026? Great question. Stats show that about 73% of creators using AI for thumbnails see an improvement in CTR, that translates to ad revenue. So if you're spending $20 a month on AI and it brings in an extra $200 in views, the math works out. That's a pretty solid ROI. I mean, time is money for creators, right? Exactly. And if you're looking to streamline your workflow, using Claude can save hours of work, especially if you're generating multiple variants. That's really valuable. So how does Claude AI stack up against manual design in terms of speed? Well, manual design gives you control, but Claude is way faster. You can crank out thumbnails 4 times quicker with it. Wow. So it sounds like Claude is great for getting a bulk of the work done and then you can refine it yourself later. Exactly. Use Claude to cover about 90% of the layout, colors, and text, and then polish the final details in something like Canva or Photoshop. I love that. It's like getting a head start on the project. And here's a pro tip. Create a brand Bible text file with your channel's fonts and colors and upload it to Claude. This keeps the AI aligned with your brand. Smart. So I'm a creator looking to test this out. How should I start? I recommend taking an old video thumbnail that's not performing well and asking to redesign it based on the video transcript. You'll be amazed at the difference it can make. Fantastic advice, Alex. So to wrap things up, what's the takeaway for our listeners today? Remember, Claude AI isn't a magic button, but with the right prompts and understanding, it can seriously enhance your thumbnail game. Totally. Thanks for breaking this down, Alex. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.